Hi friends, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hi friends, my name is Pauline. Are you ready to learn together today? Today's topic is lifestyle.
And the title of our show is Fix It or Buy New. Fix It or Buy New. So, what happened on yesterday's show?
Oh, it was raining, and Susie rides her bicycle to work, rain or shine. But she has a problem. Her bike's brakes are bad. She has to fix them.
And James has wet socks. That is the worst, because he has holes in his shoes. But we learned that you can fix things and not just buy new things. That's always good news.And here's some more good news. Pauline's going to help us read.
A bike shop can fix your bike. They do all kinds of repairs. They can fix brakes. They can put a new chain on your bike or sell you new tires. If your bike needs small repairs like these, you don't need a new bike. A shoe repair shopcan fix shoes. But if your shoes are really worn, you should buy a new pair.
Well, Pauline, do you have a bike?
I don't own a bike, but sometimes I use a bike in the city. You can pay just a little bit and you can use a bike. I like that.
Hey, that's a good idea. You can rent a bike. That way you don't have to fix one. You always have a new bike.
Exactly. Well, friends, we're going to learn a lot together today. Let's get started by learning our key words with Christina.
Hello, Susie 的自行车坏了需要送修。自行车的修车店就是 a bike shop。名词 shop 除了可以当商店的意思用之外，在这里指的是修理厂。Susie 说除了刹车需要修理之外，可能其他东西也需要修。It may need other repairs. 这里的 repair 是可数名词修理的意思。说不定需要换新轮胎。It may need new tires.名词轮胎就是 tire。 Tina 听到我看到 James 的鞋子觉得已经磨损得差不多，该换新鞋了。 Tina 说 They are so worn。 这个 worn 是形容词磨损磨坏的。 James 很舍不得，因为这双鞋真的很好穿，所以他想修修看。 Tina 说 You should get a new pair。 你该买双新鞋了。名词 pair就是一双的双。
I'll take my bicycle to a bike shop tomorrow.
Will fixing your brakes be expensive?
I don't know. The shop can fix the brakes, but my bike is old.
So it needs other repairs?
Yes, it needs a new chain and maybe new tires.
Why don't you get...A new bike.
I don't need one. This bike is fine.
All right. Well, we are continuing this story from yesterday. Susie rides her bike. She rides it rain or shine. That means that in any weather, she will ride her bike.
But she can't ride her bike if the bike is broken.She has a problem with her bike.
Well, what do you do when you have a problem with something? What do you do with something that is broken?
Well, you can throw it out and buy a new one, or you can fix it.
Yeah, Susie has a small problem. The brakes are bad. She needs new ones.
I don't need one.
What don't you need?
I don't need one. Peter, that's today's
calendar phrase.
I don't need one.
I don't need one.
我不需要啊。
Grandpa, you should get a TV.
I don't need one.
You should get a smartphone.
I don't need one.
You should get a computer.
I don't need one.
But Grandpa...
All I need is a nap.
You should take a nap.
Yes. Thanks.
I don't need one.
I don't need one.
我不需要啊。
When you don't need one, just use this phrase.
Well, Susie will take her bicycle to a bike shop tomorrow.
Shop is like the word store. I usually think about a little store when I hear the word shop. Maybe only one person works there.
A shop like this does more than just sell things. They do other things, too, like fix your bike.
Yeah, and we see two words, bike and bicycle, here. They mean the same thing. We use them all the time, so I don't really think about it.
I don't either. Bike, bicycle.
So will fixing the bike's brakes be expensive?
Susie doesn't know. But this is a good question, Peter. Let's hear more about it from Christina.
Taylor 问 Susie 修理刹车会不会很贵 Will fixing your brakes be expensive? 这个句子有点难懂，我们先把 fixing your brakes 把它圈起来。它是一个动名词片语，是这个句子的主词。所以本句的结构基本上就是 will 什么？Be expensive, 什么会不会很贵？这样子应该比较容易看懂了。我们来造句。Will opening an online store be expensive? 开一家网络商店会很贵吗？ Will sending a package to Korea be expensive? 寄一个包裹到韩国去会很贵吗？看这个句子的时候，只要把当主词的动名词片语圈起来，就会比较清楚，容易懂咯。
Thanks so much, Christina. So it seems like Susie has a lot of problems with her bike.
Yeah, her bike is old.
Yeah, I know she loves it. So it needs other repairs?
Yes, a repair is a fix. Fixing the brakes will be a repair.She has some other repairs that she needs to do, too, like her bike needs a new chain and, oh, maybe new tires, too.
Wow. Well, why doesn't she just get a new bike? It sounds like there are many things she needs to fix.
Well, there's more than one reason why. Oh, but before we talk about those, let's go to Rebecca to practice our using.
Hi, friends. Wow.You all seem so excited to learn today's use it tip. Today, you are going to learn how to ask a question using the word why. Let's look at a few examples. First, why don't you eat a sandwich? Or why doesn't she ask the teacher? Excellent job. Make sure that you go out and use it.
All right, Rebecca, thank you.So let's try answering this question at home.
Why don't you eat vegetables?
Because I don't like them. Well, actually, I do. Why don't you come to the movies with us?
Oh, well, maybe I will. Oh, no, I forgot. I have something planned. Sorry, I can't.
Okay, well, how about one more? I know. Why don't we take a break, Pauline?
Hey, now that's a good question. Why not? Let's take a break, friends. And during the break, don't forget to make some questions of your own. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. So today we are talking about fixing things. We know you can go to a bike shop to get your bicycle fixed. But what if your car is broken? Who fixes a car?
Oh, that's a good question. Who fixes a car? A mechanic fixes your car. That's a good word to know, friends.
Well, we're going to learn lots more new words today. Let's get started with our next conversation. James, may I see your shoes?
Sure, take a look.
Your shoes do have big holes in them. You should get a new pair.
I like these. They're comfortable. A shoe repair shop can fix them.
Maybe they can, but that may cost a lot. And they're so worn.
Maybe you're right. I should just get a new pair.
All right, friends, so now someone else has a problem. James has a problem. What's going on, Peter?
He had wet socks. I hate that. My dad always takes ice out of the fridge, and it falls on the floor. I step in the water. I get wet socks all the time.
Oh, that is one of my least favorite feelings. Ugh. But wait, James, I think the reason he has wet socks... It's because he has holes in his shoe.
That's right, holes. Well, we don't want holes in our shoes. When you step in water, the water will come through that hole. He should get those fixed, or he should buy new ones.
Well, Tina takes a look at the shoes. She says, "May I see your shoes?"
And then James says, "Sure, take a look." This is a useful phrase in English, and I'm sure in Chinese as well. Let's go to Christina to learn more about it.
Tina 想看看 James 的鞋子。James 说 ,Sure, take a look. 当然好啊,你看。我们来看这个 take a look。这里的 look 是名词。跟对方说 take a look, 就是你看的意思。我们来看看还有哪些类似的说法。如果你想看某样东西就可以问对方 Can I take a look? 或者 Can I have a look? 也可以。如果你说 Let's take a quick look, 就表示我们很快的来看一下吧。如果请对方 Take a good look at this photo, 就是要好好的看一下这张照片。如果你想再看一眼就跟对方说 Can I have another look?这些都是把 look 当名词的说法。
Thanks, Christina. So, Tina takes a look at James's shoes, and she sees that his shoes do have big holes in them. I think he should get a new pair.
A pair is two of something that's the same, like a pair of shoes.A pair of twins. A pair of pants.
I have several pairs of glasses.
Wow. Well, hey, Pauline, I don't think that James wants new shoes. He likes this pair of shoes so much that he has.
That's right. He says they're comfortable. Oh, I know. I think a shoe repair shop can fix them. Then he can keep those shoes he loves.
That is a good idea.Maybe they can, but they may cost a lot, and they're so worn.
Worn, this is a good word. Things wear down after time. I have a pair of jeans that I wear a lot, but they are starting to get worn. They almost have holes in them. I might have to get a new pair of pants.
I like running, so I need new running shoes because mine are worn.
After thinking about it, James agrees with Tina. He should just get a new pair of shoes.
So, what do you like? Do you like fixing old things or do you like going out and buying new things?
I think you can guess my answer, Peter. I like fixing old things. I just don't like to spend lots of money on new things. Plus, I like to recycle. I think it's good for our world if we use things a lot and don't always buy new things.
That's true. I know that about you. And if you repair it, it almost feels more special to you. You have a lot of memories with it. Well, friends, now it's time to review. Let's take a look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. shop. Shop. The shop sells many things.
Repair. Repair. The car needs some repairs.
Tire. Tire. The car tires are brand new.
Worn. Worn. These pants are really worn.
Pair. Pair. Jason is wearing a pair of glasses. Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on practicing them. Now let's watch our lesson one more time.
I'll take my bicycle to a bike shop tomorrow.
Will fixing your brakes be expensive?
I don't know. The shop can fix the brakes, but my bike is old.
So it needs other repairs?
Yes, it needs a new chain and maybe new tires.
Why don't you get a new bike?
I don't need one. This bike is fine.
James, may I see your shoes?
Sure, take a look.
Your shoes do have big holes in them. You should get a new pair.
I like these. They're comfortable. A shoe repair shop can fix them.
Maybe they can, but that may cost a lot. And they're so worn.
Maybe you're right. I should just get a new pair.
Hey, Peter, what is all this stuff? It looks pretty old.
What are you talking about? This stuff is great. But I have a little game. We can talk about different things on this table. Maybe it's broken. Should we fix it? Or should we buy something new?
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. These shoes do look a little worn, but I don't think they're too bad. You could probably just fix the inside.
These are my special shoes. Of course we're going to fix these shoes.
Okay, great.
I don't know
great.
What you're talking about.
Okay.
Okay, well, how about this? Oh, no. This phone is broken. Should I fix it or buy something new?
Peter, that is a very old phone. I don't think anybody can fix that phone for you.
I like this Okay, fine. We'll get a new phone.
Okay. Oh, but now, hey, this phone... You might be able to fix this one. The screen is cracked, but maybe you could fix it.
Sure, you could fix it. What about my favorite race car? I think it's broken, and it's been a toy in my family since I was a kid. What should I do?
Well, I don't think you can fix it, so you have to decide if you want it as it is broken or say goodbye to it and buy a new toy.
Okay. I think I'll say goodbye. But friends, I think we're out of time. So let's see what's happening in Jungle Chit Chat.
Hi, Ginger. It's a sunny day. You can ride your bike.
No, I can't. Look carefully. My bicycle is broken.
Broken? What's wrong with it?
The brakes are bad.
You need to fix the brakes.
And the chain is broken.
You need to fix the chain.
And the tires are worn.
You need to buy new ones.
Yeah, maybe I should just buy a new bike.
Ginger, let's go to the bike shop.
Good idea. They sell new bikes there.
They also do repairs.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. I'm not very happy today. That's because I dropped my phone and the screen broke. Now I either have to fix it or get a new one. What do you think I should do?
Keep
people break things all the time. Either that, or their things stop working. Then they have a choice. They can fix them or just buy new ones. How do you decide? Maybe you break your cell phone screen. It is probably better to just get the screen replaced. That will cost you less money. But if your phone is several years old, buying a new one might make sense. For other electronics, like laptops and computers, you should think about a few things before you decide. First, think about the cost. If the cost to fix your computer is 50% or more of the cost of a new one, buy new. Ask some repair people about the cost to fix your computer. Then you can compare the cost with the cost to buy a new one. Also, think about the age of your computer. If your computer is 5 or 6 years old, maybe you should consider buying a new one, since new ones are so much faster. Also, it is more difficult to find parts for old electronics. So when something breaks, get some information. Then you can decide if you should fix your device or buy a new one.
I think I can get a new screen for my smartphone. That will be cheaper than buying a new phone. Also, this phone is only 2 years old. I can use it for several more years. I don't want to spend money on something I don't really need. So, I'm going to go and get my phone fixed. See you next time on Jack's File.
Well, you know, sometimes, Peter, I think it's also a good idea to clean out our office or our house and just get rid of the things we don't use anymore. Even if they aren't broken or you could fix them, sometimes it's just time to say goodbye to things.
You know, you do have a point, and I think sometimes we can fix things, and that's good. But there are times where we should just clean out. There are things broken we're just holding on to, and it's kind of exciting to buy something new, too.
That's true. I think you could buy a new computer, Peter.
What are you talking? Okay, fine. I think it's time to get a new computer. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.